Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today on Let's Face the Issues is Daryl Kane. Daryl is a conservative Christian that is now networking across America in preparation for the 2024 presidential election. I commend him for that. It's this kind of individual that we need in America, especially in the realm of our civic leadership, government, if you will. Daryl, before we continue our conversation, let me remind our listeners you can call 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, the comments, and consideration. Want to know what you feel, ladies and gentlemen, from the general public. Do you feel this is the right track, the right route for President Trump to take? Should he just fold his hands, toss in the towel, and quit, concede? Or do you think it is right for him to continue to do battle for we the people and to defend our vote? We're going to talk about further in this broadcast how we can defend the vote. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, how serious this election is. Before we go back to Daryl, I believe we have a caller on the line. Jose, go over your question and comment, please.
Hey.
Good morning. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good. Hey, listen, there's a guy from Argentina, believe it or not. He's conservative, as most Hispanics like myself. And he's been following, you know, news around the world. And guess what he did the day before the election time? He registered himself, I believe it was in Pennsylvania, as an all-American lady, 120 years old. He was live doing it. He said, let's see how easy it is to cheat in the America's election. His registration was accepted, and the answer was you can vote by email, or we can send you an expedite, an email or ballot, send it by mail. He was proving it right there, live on the air, the day before the election. 120 years old lady. The system doesn't have anything to verify that that person exists. Wait a minute, 120 years. How can that be? You know what I mean? Nothing. It was accepted in a matter of maybe 3-4 seconds. He got the answer from the state of Pennsylvania telling him that he's eligible to vote, either by email or by they were going to expedite. So he can vote by mail the day before the election. He was a specialist. He was like, wow. So that thing is open for fraud. But unfortunately, the media is in cahoots with all these people that they think that socialism is good for America. And it's sad to say, but it's an effort that is those evil forces. There's nothing else more that is behind all of this, because they know that America is the last place where freedom and democracy is being spread out of the world. And these people don't want that. It's unfortunate what's going on. I don't know how it's going to end it up. All we're going to do as Christians is keep on praying. But we know that the devil is behind all the manipulation. That's my thought. Thank you very much.
Yes, it is. Jose, thank you so much for your wise words and your input. Daryl, do you have a response from our caller as to your insights and wisdom in relationship to that? He's talking about the fraud that is so easily perpetrated, especially in these battleground states where they're wanting fraud to take place, where they're the initiators of the fraud. And if that can be done by one, it probably is a good indication of the multiples. Speak to that issue and what you see as the declensions in our election system, especially in the battleground states that we have seen this election cycle.
Yeah, Jose, you are right on point, young man. God bless you for bringing that to our attention. Sounds like with your buddy, we've got some typical Argentinian shenanigans. This reference will probably fall flat with your audience, but actually, in fact, Diego Maradona, the famous Argentinian soccer player, I've been using this as an analogy. He had a very famous handball goal in the World Cup. And the reason why the goal actually was allowed was because of the swift celebration, which sold it to the referee. And that is, in fact, what we are seeing right now, a very swift celebration. It is a twofold effort for the media to do these two things. And item one is to use the term President-elect Joe Biden as much as possible. And item two is to now firmly muzzle and silence anything that Donald Trump or any dissenting news attempts to come out. So we need to live in our truth, in our reality, in confidence until we hear otherwise from our commander-in-chief. And from what I've seen, there is nothing to back down from the direction that he has given us, which is very clearly that we are fighting and we are contesting this thing. I really want to spell out for the American people exactly the timeline of what occurred on election night and the following morning. You know, it was very clear from, as I said, the performance in the states and in the areas. But not only that, something very substantial occurred, actually, and that was the money movement. There's actually, on the elections, there's numerous markets where people are essentially betting on these things. And Biden went into the night with more or less a 2-to-1 favorite. When you see things slide up to an 85-90% for Trump victory, you pretty much know that it's a foregone conclusion. You're dealing with stubborn money that's staying on Biden at that point. And it was very obvious what occurred overnight was not expected. And the reason that I know that it wasn't expected is because people were advising Trump. You remember, I remember even Sean Spicer was saying, you know, I hope that Trump doesn't come out and accuse the media of anything because he's in such good shape right now. He's giving them exactly what he wants. Well, it turns out, in fact, that what he said was eminently necessary. He needed to come out and make that accusation because that is precisely what occurred. The following morning, we woke up to Joe Biden being at an 80 or 90%. The reason why it's important, and I'm not advising anybody, nobody should be doing any sort of betting of any kind. That's a very toxic thing to do. But I follow the movement of these things because, you know, talk is cheap. Sean Hannity can tell you what he wants to tell you, and Rachel Maddow can tell you what he wants to tell you. But when a person has $50,000 or $100,000 on the line of the election, that person is going to be taking the data very seriously. And these were people that were banking on mail-in voting. From the numbers where Trump, and it was very important because when he came out was he gave you the numbers. This is where we're at. We're 15 points up in Pennsylvania with such and such left of the vote. We're this much up here, this much. He's time stamping that, and he's making it very clear. And for what to have occurred, for what we woke up to the following morning, an entirely different reality was slid into view. And, you know, what was very interesting was the night of the election, I was in a neutral setting. And I went out and I said, you know, it's looking like Trump's going to be winning this again. And that was based upon where the states were at and also where the money was migrating at that point in time. And the person said to me, it looks like Biden's ahead from what I see on the TV. And that's when I realized that the common person is not actually looking at, they're just looking at what they're seeing on the TV. And the TV went to bed showing Biden at 218 and Donald Trump at 132 or so. And that was because Texas and Florida had not been called for Trump. So this was a deliberate thing. So if you're a person that was just loosely looking at the election, what you woke up to was entirely consistent with the reality that you went to bed with. But to anybody that was actually tracking the election in a meaningful or in-depth manner, it was very clear that something entirely different had occurred. To have something swing so far from one direction to the other and then back in such a small period of time, that's relatively a statistical impossibility. So that, to me, was the first indication, obviously, that something very foul had occurred and was directly affirming what Donald Trump had laid out for us the night before. So once again, our job is to avert our eyes from the lips of the liars. And everywhere you go, it's going to be on all the monitors, the entire apparatus of the world, which is owned by Lucifer himself, is going to be telling you that Joe Biden is the president. But guess what? Joe Biden is not yet the president because this is not a settled matter. We have a legal case that is moving forward and rolling out this week. And once again, I do want to remind everybody the order of powers. The enemy is showing off their strength to us. And that strength is the media and it's the bureaucracy. Okay? But at the end of the line, we have the military and the Supreme Court. So the only way that I see us surrendering our authority is if we, in fact, surrender it. If we are convinced, and this is why it's so critical, your marching orders, how you help, and it's very important, is you assert the truth and the reality in your communities and in your daily spheres. That's how you fight this thing. Because
Daryl, hang in there just a moment. I believe Daryl, hang on just a minute. I believe we have a caller on the line. Maria, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
I was just calling in to give some of your listeners a couple of websites to go look at instead of listening to the mainstream media since they're all collectively lying to us. ZeroHedge.com, RevolutionRadio.org, TheGatewayPundit.com, Breitbart.com. Something else they might want to look into is secure email. One of those would be ProtonMail.com. And something other than Facebook, Instagram, Twitter would be Parler.com. And also I just wanted to inform the listeners, since it's being banned on all of the social media, a majority of the truckers in the United States will be stopping working on November 29th as a protest to this whole situation. And that's all I had to say.
Maria, thank you so much for that input. I pray that our listeners will recognize and understand. I don't know how many of you know that, ladies and gentlemen, but President Trump's Twitter account has been shut down on several occasions. I don't know if they've opened it back up, but they've shut it down. Facebook has basically shut him out on anything that he says, because if Trump says anything that the election has been stolen or that the vote has had fraud in it, they consider that untruths, and so therefore it is all banned and taken down. So we no longer have free speech in America. The big Silicon Valley tech people and those that are the social media gurus, they're guarding their position of making sure that Biden is the president-elect as he's been designated. Daryl, let me read you a brief article and let you comment on that. This article says, Sidney Powell and Tom Fitton joined Lou Dobbs on Friday night to discuss the latest developments in the 2020 election. Sidney Powell told Lou's audience about the hammer and scorecard software that was used to steal the votes in Michigan. The article further says, at this point, it's a documented fact that various computer software programs like Hammer, Scorecard, and Dominion were used to change the upward trend of the votes received for Joe Biden. In Michigan, for example, 6,000 votes cast for Donald Trump were automatically given to Joe Biden. When the glitch was exposed, the votes then returned to Trump. But that is only one district in Michigan. There are 46 more additional districts in Michigan that are being investigated. Quote, the people who cast the vote decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything. It's a quote from Joseph Stalin. And that's exactly what we see taking place, I believe, as we see this playing out. I believe that, Daryl, we're watching the stealing of the votes. It's not a matter of who voted, but who counts the votes. Do you see a problem with, are you familiar with, this software program that's involved in all, not some, but all, of the battleground states? In fact, it's a software program that was used in about 30 states and primarily in the battleground states. Are you familiar with it? You want to respond to this article and your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I have heard about this Hammer program, and, you know, and I don't want to speak too specifically to it because I'm not an expert on those matters. What I can speak to is the importance of who is casting and counting the votes. And one thing that we know about progressives and liberals is that they are not held to the same professional workplace standards that conservatives are, right? So what I mean by that is that comedians will put everything aside to lecture you on Trump. College professors will put everything aside to lecture you on Trump. And this is not new with Trump. It was the same when George W. Bush was the president, and so on and so forth. These people fundamentally cannot check their attitudes at the door, which is what all working professionals are raised and instinctively know not to do. And the reason why is, in fact, because this has been their tool of social promotion. The circles that they travel in fact, silently promote for having, quote-unquote, correct attitudes. So my question to you is that if your college professor is not professional enough to teach a algebra lecture without trying to indoctrinate you in his viewpoints, why would you think that a liberal working in something that directly pertained to the outcome of the election would not be acting unprofessionally? So this is why being able to, for example, watch the people counting votes in places like Philadelphia and Detroit, Michigan, is extremely important. In fact, it's mandatory for the results to be accepted. So this is absolutely critically important. We know, as we said, they do control the bureaucracy. They do control the crony system and the government system. And this is why I was sounding the alarms prior to the election about the mail-in process, which was going to be occurring as a result of COVID. And I said back in March, this was the most dangerous thing about COVID, was how difficult it was going to make us to prevent the left from, quote-unquote, modernizing the voting process. Because this is exactly how they operate best. I have three different cell phones, and all of them have been harassed daily for months about, hey, are you registered? Hey, do you know about the voting facts? Hey, here's the election. Here are the facts, blah, blah, blah. So this process is tailor-made for them to go out and inflict massive fraud. And some of it, in fact, may not have been fraudulent, okay? You have these people stalking the inner cities, just waiting to pounce upon anybody with a pulse to get them to stamp their thumb on one of these ballots. And this entire process is disgusting, and this is not the voices that should be determining the election. But the entire process, I am extremely confident that massive fraud will be found, because I know how these people operate in all other sectors. And I think that to expect them to suddenly act professionally when they finally, in fact, have a job that directly pertains to the outcome of the election, that is just not a realistic expectation for these people. It's not something that they're capable of doing.
Daryl, you're exactly right, because, you know, prior to the election, Daryl, the Democrats made a broad, bold, brazen statement that we will lie, cheat, and steal to win this election. Quote, this is a revolution, and in a revolution, lying and cheating and stealing are moral issues that are acceptable, end quote. And that's exactly what we see that they have done. But one of the things, Daryl, that I want to inform our listeners about and ask you to give your comments in relationship to it, we've just started today, as of today, through our contacts, we have about 6,000 on our email list, and we've just sent out today a notice that says, President Trump, defend my vote, hashtag stop the steal. Further, it states by introduction, the Democratic Party with Big Tech are working to steal this election and cancel your vote for President Trump. You can still make your voice and your vote heard. All 70 million Americans who voted for President Donald Trump must now ask President Trump to defend my vote. Do this today. I'm reading from what we've just sent out. Time is critical. Number one, email asking President Trump to defend my vote. The faster you do it now. Number two, mail asking President Trump to defend the vote. Use a red envelope if possible. Directions are on the next page. We have the full document here. This is something we have developed in collaboration with others to send out and try to secure the vote. Not that we can go back and recast the vote, but it's designed to simply show by massive mail and email that we are standing behind the president. Number three, call asking President Trump to defend my vote. 202-456-1111 or 202-456-1414. And then we go on to give our listeners and those that have called in or written in, they're on the email address list for us, to do it by email. You can fill out the form. It states then that on a certain date, for example, this is to certify that on Tuesday, November the 3rd, enter the date, the vote, and the mail location where you voted. I voted for you in person. Excuse me. then enter your email by vote in my registered polling district. Please defend my vote. Stop the steal. And it goes on with instructions. And so I want our listeners to know today, you can go to info@conservative, that's info at conservative.edu, info@conservative.edu. Leave your email address. We will send you by email this document. It's in PDF form where you can fill it out online, upload it immediately to the president, and send it out to everybody on your email list that we can broaden this. I'd like to see us in the next 2 to 3 days, next 24 to 48 hours, to have this going out to hundreds and hundreds of thousands across America to send this into our president. It says, President Trump, defend my vote. Stop the steal. Daryl, do you think this could be effective if enough people would get on board to send this in? We've got the email address for the White House. We've got the telephone numbers for the White House. Got the mail address for the White House so that all of this can be done by electronic upload or by mail or by telephone call. Do you think that will be effective? What is your opinion of that? What is your position? Do you recommend that for our citizens that we might salvage the vote and encourage President Donald J. Trump to continue to stand to defend our vote?
Absolutely. All 71 million Americans that voted for Donald Trump should be reporting exactly how they voted and what they observed along the way. Absolutely. And they should be praying in conjunction with that meaningful action. I want to remind everybody that Hillary Clinton herself blames her election loss on the fact that she conceded. And she herself advised Joe Biden specifically not to concede, even if it appeared, in fact, as if he had lost on election night. And that is precisely what occurred. Election night in 2020 played out almost identically to 2016, except this time they were prepared for that action. They stopped the game, and then overnight they slid an entirely different reality into view for the American people. And the only way that we are going to lose this thing is if we surrender it. So again, we need to stay convicted in our path. We need to take our eyes away from their uses of their powers, which is the media, and we need to stay in our path, which is victory from Donald Trump, until we hear otherwise from our current president. Because our president is telling us something different than the media. And in a hierarchical nation, the president outranks the media. So that is where we stand at it today. Nothing has changed from Tuesday night. We are in the same position. We are in a holding pattern to see what rolls out in the court cases. And we are called as Christians, as well as Republicans and Trump supporters, to stay convicted in our battle and to be asserting the proper, appropriate reality as far as it goes. Because if this thing plays out, it's going to go to the courts. And if it goes beyond the Supreme Court, it's going to land as a military expedition. So that's where we're at, and that's where we need to stay. You need to be confident in your truth. You need to be asserting it. You need to be reporting everything. You need to be doing absolutely everything, all hands on deck, praying for this day and night.
Absolutely, and I'm reminded of Psalms 146, verse 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. This is the reason I want our listeners to be encouraged. We've not lost the battle. We're just starting in the midst of the battle. It's a satanic, demonic battle, and the battle can be won through prayer and allowing the Lord to intervene. And I'm asking, I'm praying in my prayer, asking God to divinely intervene just as he did in 2016. And in 2016, where he put Donald J. Trump in office and gave us a four-year reprieve on the judgment of God, from the judgment of God. We're asking him to intervene once again, Daryl, and give us four more years of that divine intervention that we might have that reprieve to turn back to God as a nation. Daryl, I've got an article here that I want to read and get your response. Corrupted software used in Michigan County that stole 6,000 votes from Trump is also used in all of the swing states. It's used in Nevada, Arizona, Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. It goes to say, on to say, the so-called computer glitch fix in one of Michigan's counties led to 6,000 votes being switched to Joe Biden. Further, it says, in this article, Dominion software is used in 28 states, including all of the battleground states. The Dominion software glitch only took votes from President Trump and the Republicans and gave them to Joe Biden. I am appalled by that, Daryl. I am just absolutely, we shouldn't be surprised, because we know that the enemy, Satan, is going to put in the hearts and the minds of those that are against anything that's called ethics and values and a constitutional republic. They're going to try to tear it down, and that's what the enemy is after, is to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. How do you respond to that, thinking about what is taking place and how we as Christians ought to respond and should? And by the way, Sidney Powell, which is the attorney for President Trump, has direct, unrefutable, absolute evidence that this software was designed through Obama and the Clinton collaboration out of Silicon Valley and was used specifically for this election process. They have a whistleblower that was one of the developers on this software that's come forward and has given affidavits. It's now in the hands of the DOJ. It's now in the hands of the attorneys that's representing President Trump, filing those suits in the battleground states. I am prayerful, ladies and gentlemen, that God will intervene and give us victory. Daryl, I'm thankful for your stand on this issue and your recognition that this is a battle not between man and man among human beings, but it's a battle between God and Satan. It's a battle between good and evil. It's a battle for the very soul of our nation. We've got about 2 minutes left on this broadcast, Daryl. Would you take most of that time and simply respond to our listeners, a challenge to our listeners as to how you feel we need to respond as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, and what we need to do, prayer and fasting and waiting for God, and what else do we need to be doing as citizens?
Yes, we need to be responding forcefully and assertively. And I do want to remind everybody, because this, if you're sitting on the fence of this, this is maybe a hard thing to take in, that an election could in fact be manipulated. But in the rest of the world, this is in fact not the exception, but this is the rule. This is how dictators all around the world are reelected with 95% majorities. And they say, oh, we have a democratic system. I just democratically reelected myself over and over again. We have it playing out here in a much more slick and high-level way. You've got to, I hear your lovely music playing, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you so much for having me on. God bless you for doing everything that you do, being such a strong leader. And we are going to win this thing. I believe in that. We keep marching forward until we hear otherwise from our commander-in-chief, who is Donald Trump. And God bless him. May he be our commander-in-chief for 4 more years. Thank you to your entire audience for listening. You guys have a lovely week.
Yes. Daryl, thank you so much for taking time out of a very busy schedule to join us on this broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
And president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located just 1/2 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 and on Sunday mornings at 8 on 100.3 FM. For expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety at 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. Tune in and invite others to listen.